Good evening and welcome back to our continued learning of Hilchos Shabbos every Thursday night as a schus for all of Klal Yisrael and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeicha this week as we enter in to Chodesh Nisan, the month that Klal Yisrael was redeemed in and the month that Chazal tell us we will be redeemed in. We should be zeicha to see Refuas, Yeshuas, Nechama and the ultimate Ka'ula for all of Klal Yisrael. We began discussing a few weeks ago the halachas of Avdallah. 2 weeks ago we discussed the halacha of the Kais of Avdallah. Last week we discussed the Besamim that one makes the bracha on during Avdallah. And this week we'll finally move on to the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Aish, made over fire on Matzei Shabbos. The Pesukim can bring down that there are two main reasons why we make a bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Aish, praising the Rabban Hashem for fire, specifically on Matzei Shabbos. The first reason is brought by the Mishnah Berurah that on Matzei Shabbos, the first Matzei Shabbos of creation, Adam Rishon was created on Friday. Adam Rishon spent the whole Shabbos in Gan Eden. And on that first Matzei Shabbos, the Rabban Hashem gave Adam Rishon the das, the knowledge to figure out how to be able to create fire. And Adam Rishon took two flint stones, put them together, scratched them against each other, and was able to create fire. And therefore, we praise the Rabbanu Shalom every Matzah Shabbos for the creation of artificial light, light that's able to be there even when we don't have the sun and allows us to see when things are dark. Another reason born in the Psikta Dor Belazar is that Bein Hashmashes of Erev Shabbos, Adam Rishon was sitting and Adam Rishon was nervous. At the same way, the Nachash, the Yetzahara, had approached him the day before on Erev Shabbos and it caused him to sin. He was nervous that as the sun was setting again, perhaps he was going to get involved in an Avera. Perhaps the Nachash, the snake, would convince him to do another Avera. Another Avera. Zakta psikta dur ablazin ishtalach loy omad shel eish. The Rabban Hashem sent him a pillar and fire in front of him, leheir loy, to light the way for him, ulishmar mikol ra, and to protect him from all evil. Ra Adam, amad shel eish. Adam Rishon saw this pillar of fire, v'samach b'libi. Adam Rishon was happy. V'amar akshav ani yodea she'amakam imi. Now I know that the Rabban Hashem is with me, even in the dark places. Even when it's gam kiyelech b'geit samavis, I know Hashem is with me. Pashat yadav la'arei eish u'barach. Adam Rishon praised the Rabban Hashem for sending him that pillar of fire that would protect him and showed him that even after he had done that terrible sin, the Rabban Hashem was still with him. And therefore, every Matzah Shabbos, we make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Eish, thanking the Rabban Hashem for the ability for us to be able to see through darkness, both physical darkness that comes as we enter in tonight and the spiritual darkness that Adam Rishon experienced. As Adam Rishon was leaving in Matzah Shabbos, we make the bracha. Since this bracha is connected specifically to Matzah Shabbos because it's blessing Hashem over the creation of fire that was on Matzah Shabbos, if one makes Avdallah at any other point during the week, which we mentioned earlier, one can make Avdallah up until Tuesday. If one makes Avdallah on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, they do not make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Aish. The only time we find that during the week one will make the bracha is on Matzah Yom Kippur. That Matzah Yom Kippur, even when it doesn't fall out of Matzah Shabbos, even if it falls out during the week, we nevertheless make a bracha over fire, Boirei Ma'orei Aish. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah explains is that Matzah Yom Kippur is different than any other Yomtiv. Every Yomtiv, we're allowed to use fire for the sake of cooking. Yom Kippur is different than that, and we're not allowed to use fire for the sake of cooking. And therefore, in order to show that this Matzah Yom Kippur is different than a Matzah Yomtiv, we make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. The bracha that we make when holding the candle and benefiting from the light is the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the word Ma'orei means lights in plural. And even though we're making a bracha just on one light and one candle, nevertheless, it's appropriate to say Ma'orei in plural because the truth is there are multiple lights that come from the candle itself. There's the actual light itself, that the glow that comes off of the candle. There's the orange part of the light. There's the black part closest to the wick. And since there are multiple colors and multiple parts to the light of a candle, therefore it's appropriate to say Boirei Ma'orei in plural, referring to the lights of the candle. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if one simply said Boirei Ma'or Ha'esh, referring to the light in singular, they would not be Yotze, their obligation to make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh over fire on Matzah Shabbos. As well, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out that one should make the bracha over an avuka, which means a torch. And an avuka is explained by the Ramah as being something that at least has two wicks to it. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and this is important to understand, that when we're talking about two wicks, we don't mean a candle that simply has two wicks. Rather, it should be a candle that has two wicks, but each one of the wicks should be independent on the candle. There should be at least a little bit of wax or something separating those two wicks. If it's just a candle that has two wicks that are right next to each other, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's just considered to be one thick wick, and that is not considered to be an avuka, a torch, and one should lechatchila not use that for Havdalah. Therefore, one should find a proper Havdalah candle. Every Havdalah candle that you buy in the store will be something that will be made out of wax, and each part of the wax will contain one independent wick, and nevertheless, all the flames join together, calling that an avuka, calling that a torch. In addition, if one does not have an actual Avdalah candle, one could take, for example, two tea lights, and hold that as long as the lights join together, the wicks don't have to join, but as long as the lights, the flames, join together, that would also be considered to be an avuka, and that would be lachatchila, something that a person can use for the ner havdalah. In addition, the Mishabura speaks out that alpi soid, based on the Arizal, it's appropriate to use specifically a candle made out of wax, and that's why, as we said, you'll see that almost every havdalah candle you'll buy will be made out of wax, because that is appropriate based on Kabbalah. Lachatchila, one should also have them. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mishabura speak out a candle which is separate and put aside for the mitzvah of Avdalah, which means don't just take two tea lights every week and utilize them. Rather, a person should have a designated candle of Avdalah. And the reason is simply, in order that it should be a heker, it should be obvious that this is done for the sake of the mitzvah. It's not simply lighting candles, but it's a candle which is lit for the sake of the mitzvah. And it shows a chavivus to the mitzvah, how much the mitzvah is beloved by you when a person has a candle which is set aside. If a person, b'shas hadchak, only has one candle and does not have the ability to create an avuka, to create a torch, nevertheless, b'shas hadchak, one can still make the bracha of b'yrei ma'oyrei ha'esh. As we said, he would still make the bracha of ma'oyrei, lights in plural, because the light itself, even in one wick, has multiple parts to it. And b'diavad, if a person only has one candle, they nevertheless can make the bracha of b'yrei ma'oyrei eish. But l'chatchila, a person should have two candles, or a candle that has two wicks that are separated, but the lights of the wicks are joined together to make one large flame, called an avuka, called a torch. The Shulchan Aruch also speaks out that when making the bracha over b'yrei ma'oyrei eish, one cannot make the bracha until they actually benefit from the light, which means that they're close enough in the language of the Shulchan Aruch that they're able to differentiate between one coin from one country and a coin from another country, which means that they'll be able to look at the face of the coin, and from the light of the candle, they'll be able to differentiate between this face of one coin and the face of another coin from another country. The Pesukim speak out that you do not actually have to have benefit from the candle, but you need to be within close proximity, that if you would want to have that kind of benefit, you would be able to benefit. And therefore, there are those that do not have the custom to shut all the lights off, or to shut the lights off in the room that Avdalah is made. And as long as they're standing close enough that if the electric lights would be off, they would be able to benefit from the candle enough to be able to differentiate between one coin and another, that would be enough. Nevertheless, many do have the minhag, do have the custom to turn the lights off in order to actually benefit from the light. And it goes into a discussion whether the bracha of b'yrei ma'oyrei ha'esh is a birchas ha'shvach. It's just a bracha which is praising Hashem over the fact that there is light, the fact that we're able to create fire, or it's a birchas hanenen, a bracha which is made over the benefit that a person has. And therefore, it comes into another discussion, which is also relevant to this halacha, whether a person should first benefit from the light and then make the bracha b'yrei ma'oyrei ha'esh, or rather the opposite, first make the bracha b'yrei ma'oyrei ha'esh, and only after making the bracha, then go ahead and benefit. And it goes into the same argument, whether the bracha of b'yrei ma'oyrei ha'esh is a birchas ha'shvach, it's a praise, or it's an actual blessing over the hana, the benefit that one had, similar to the bracha of b'yrei minei b'salmim, which is over the benefit that one has from the smell. The Mechaber speaks out that the minig is to be mestakel, to look at the tzipornayim, to look at the hands and at the fingers. The Mishabur speaks out three reasons why we look at the hands and at the fingernails by Havdalah specifically. The first reason is very simply that we want to be able to benefit from the light. If you're able to look at your fingernails in the light, and you're able to differentiate between one part of a fingernail and the other part of the fingernail, between the fingernail and the hand, that's considered to be close enough that you know that you're definitely able to benefit from the light. Additionally, the Mishabur speaks out that tzipornayim, that fingernails, are considered to be a siman of bracha since they're constantly growing. Most parts of our body stop to grow at a certain point. Nevertheless, the fingernails continue to grow. They need to be cut constantly, and that's considered to be a siman bracha, something that we want to attach ourselves to on Matzah Shabbos. And the third reason the Mishabur says why we look at the hands is because the lines on the hands that everybody has in the palm of their hands are considered to be a siman, lehizbarach bay, a siman for bracha. Those that know how to read are able to understand that there are simanim, there are signs that are in the lines on a person's hand. And therefore, the minig in Klal Yisrael is that we take both our fingernails and the palms and we look at both. The minig by most, according to the Magen Avraham, based on Kabbalah, is to take the four fingers, to cover them over, to cover over the actual thumb, and to then go ahead and look by the light of the flame at the four fingernails, not the thumb, and at the palm of your hand. Many have the minhag as well to then go ahead and spread out the fingernails, not the thumb, according to many, and then they'll look at the four fingers when they're actually spread out. So this is the minhag of many. They'll first go like this, hold the hands, the four fingers, covering over the thumb, and look at the fingernails and the palm of their hand, and then they'll go ahead and spread out their hand and look at the four fingers, the four nails, in a way that they're spread out. There are other minhagim as well, but that's a generally accepted minhag that is brought down in the Magen Avraham. Have a great Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem will continue next week with some of the more relevant Havdalah halachas, which are relevant specifically to women. Have a great Shabbos.